That's not the intro, don't worry. I still need to figure out an intro, but for now, hi, my name is Santiago, and this is an introduction episode to what will this podcast be about. So, yeah, it's about Stoicism, as you probably read in the title. So, the ancient philosophy of Stoicism. I'm starting this podcast as a platform for me to share my favorite thoughts on this beautiful philosophy, since Stoicism has truly been changing my life lately, and I believe it has the power to do that for anyone with enough effort and practice. So, since I'm fairly new to this philosophy, I want to be able to, like, share my experience as I go and to see what I can teach you as I learn. It's gonna be like that. I'm still not very knowledgeable in everything about Stoicism, especially not the history about everything, but I've been applying it for a few months now, and I think it's something that I want to share with other people. So, I want this podcast to be a way for me to commit to learning about Stoicism every day. Unlike many other Stoics, Stoic podcasts that I look up to, I want this podcast to be an opportunity for me to learn as I teach, right? So yeah, here I'll be sharing about my favorite modern Stoics and great sources of knowledge that I found extremely valuable in my path, in my journey learning about this philosophy. And I would also like to dedicate episodes to analyze ancient and modern Stoic quotes. So both the ancient philosophers and actual like modern people that are really playing it and saying really interesting stuff about it. So yeah, I want this podcast to be a creative platform where it's constantly evolving, where I find new interesting ways to share Stoic wisdom, right? So my guess is that you already know something about Stoicism if you found this podcast, but if not, I would like to describe Stoicism just for a quick introduction. If there are any people that are completely new, that'd be awesome. There's someone completely new. Such a privilege that I'm the first one to introduce you to this, if that's the case. But yeah, it's basically the ancient teachings of the wise regarding a practical philosophy for the art of the good living, as they call it sometimes. So yeah, just learning how to live better, a very practical philosophy. So mainly we'll be analyzing the teachings of the biggest Stoics, the most famous ones, which are Seneca, Epictetus, and Marcus Aurelius. These are not the only ones, but these are the most famous ones that their writings have still. They're still very accessible to us nowadays with a lot of different translations. And these are the ones we'll be analyzing the most of. They're 20,000 years old. I mean, they're not alive, in case you're wondering. But it's okay, I have it written here. Joke. Insert joke. They're definitely not alive, in case you're wondering. But yeah, 2,000 years ago, they were here around sharing all the philosophies, and it has definitely passed the test of time, as I consider their teachings still the best philosophy we can practice in modern life, right? So yeah, so I want this place to be somewhere where I can share my thoughts on how to implement different practices, different tools from the Stoics to apply to modern living, and yeah, to also analyze the thoughts of ancient Stoics and modern Stoics, as I said. So yeah, I'm a big fan of some of the Stoic podcasts, and as a novice myself, someone new to Stoicism, I want this to be an extra aid for people who are just starting on this philosophy like myself, to share my experience and failures, as well as practices I find useful in my life when facing adversity and other difficulties such as overthinking, which has always been a trouble for me, and kind of like anxiety at some given points in my life. Like just a better way to cope with things like the past, like, I don't know, like all these crazy thoughts that come to your mind, negative ways, like ways to tackle that. I think it's very valuable to start a conversation on that for people who really need help. So yeah, I will tell you more about my experience and worry in future episodes. But yeah, like for now, I would like to say something that Seneca said, like quote him on one of my favorite Seneca quotes. And here it is. If a man knows not to which port he sails, no wind is favorable. If you don't know where you're going, nothing that happens to you is ever going to be favorable in your life, right? So yeah, like for me, the goal lately has been to learn more about how to implement this philosophy in a better way and to acquire more knowledge, more wisdom constantly, right? So yeah, that's it for today. I really hope you enjoyed it. Definitely don't doubt to message me anytime. I will probably be creating a new email account here so you can message me anytime. But for now, this will be it. Thank you for listening. I still need to figure out a cool intro and a cool outro, but I don't know. That's it for today. Okay, hope you're really enjoying this, and see you in the next episode. Bye, guys.